This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Reports in Holland are stating that Spurs are around €5 million short of the compensation fee that Feyenoord want to let Arne Slot leave. Reports are stating that Manchester United are set to make an offer for Harry Kane. And Ledley King has stated it is not Daniel Levy's fault that Spurs have lost cup finals and the criticism is unfair. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start by talking about the Arne Slot situation. Of course, he is the current Feyenoord boss. Many reports and, of course, Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has stated that Spurs admire Arne Slot, and his agent was talking to Feyenoord today in order to find out what Spurs needed to do for him to leave for the Premier League club. Now, reports in Holland today have stated that Spurs are currently around €5 million, the equivalent of around £4.4 million, short of the compensation fee that the Dutch club want to let Arne Slot leave this summer for Tottenham Hotspur. The reports in Holland are stating that Arne Slot wants to become the new Tottenham Hotspur boss, but there is still a gap of €5 million to bridge. A report has just been published by the Daily Mail, and they are stating that Manchester United set to make an early bid for Harry Kane as Erik ten Hag's side look to secure a deal for Tottenham striker and avoid a transfer saga. Also reported by the Guardian newspaper, Manchester United are eager to sign a striker and believe that bringing in Harry Kane could transform them into title contenders. Harry Kane has 1 year remaining on his current deal at Tottenham, and United are aware that Daniel Levy is a tough negotiator. However, United feel that making an early offer for the 29-year-old could prevent a transfer saga from occurring. On Wednesday, England boss Gareth Southgate named his squad ahead of the two Euro 2024 qualifiers against Malta and North Macedonia. Harry Kane is included in the squad, but there is no place this time for goalkeeper Fraser Forster and defender Eric Dyer. Oliver Skipp and Jed Spence have been invited to join an England under 21 training camp ahead of this summer's Euro Championships. Linking up with the young Lions at St George's Park, the duo will spend 4 days with their teammates as they continue to prepare for the tournament in Romania that will be played across the months of June and July. The final squad for the Euros will be confirmed on Wednesday, the 14th of June. Tottenham Hotspur legend and club ambassador Ledley King has been talking on the Cammy and Ben's Proper Football podcast all about Chairman Daniel Levy, and he's come out and said, "It's important for me to say that I think he gets a bit of tough criticism at times. When I first joined the club, we were a mid-table team. Over the years, we've kind of bridged that gap." We've kind of tried to be a team that's trying to compete and win things. We've come close. We haven't been able to do it, but that is not the chairman's fault that we've lost the finals or why we haven't won a trophy. Ledley King then went on to say, I think if we're looking at the spending, we are probably up there in the top four or five. So probably the recruitment has maybe been an issue in terms of players that we've brought in over the years, probably not hitting the ground running. Ledley King was then asked if Daniel Levy is not responsible for the deals that the club get over the line and ultimately didn't work out. And he said, yeah, people have a job, I suppose, to bring in certain players. And I don't think it's a talent issue with the players. But if it doesn't work out and they don't perform, then that is tough. And you know, you're again then searching to kind of bridge that gap again, where you're trying to be a team that's from the top four or five to a team that's competing. And until we get this right in terms of bringing in the next phase of players to help us do that, then it's going to be tough. So that is where we are at the moment. Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode. Now, reports in Holland today are stating that Spurs are around €5 million short of the compensation fee that Feyenoord want to let Arne Slot leave the Dutch club. Of course, he has just won the Dutch league with Feyenoord. And I have absolutely no doubt that Arne Slot wants to explore the possibility of coming to the Premier League. His representative, his agent, met with Feyenoord today to discuss his contract and the possible departure from Feyenoord to possibly come to the Premier League to Tottenham. Now, if Spurs are €5 million away in the compensation fee, I've absolutely no doubt that this is a typical business move. You put an offer in, it gets rejected, and then you negotiate. If Spurs really want Arne Slot and they really want their man, then I have absolutely no doubt they will go back with an increased offer. Apparently, Arne Slot does have a release clause that can be activated, but only in the summer of 2024. So Spurs do need to come up with a compensation package that Feyenoord will be happy with. Which seems probably the wrong words to use, because Feyenoord are not happy. They want Arne Slot to stay at the football club. They've just qualified for the Champions League. He's just won the Dutch title with them. They're extremely happy with their manager. The last thing that they want is someone like Tottenham coming along and nicking their manager and nicking their coaching staff, his assistants and coaches. They certainly don't want that. So they are trying to do everything in their power at the moment to keep him there. However, Arne Slot's head is probably turned, because when a club like Tottenham Hotspur, regardless of what people think or say, stadium, training facilities, the likes of Harry Kane at the football club, it is a great proposal. And I've absolutely no doubt that Arne Slot will be seriously thinking about the move to Tottenham.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And of course, once a manager or a head coach gets it in their head that they want the move, then they will put pressure on the club. And then that will, of course, cause a couple of arguments, no doubt. But I'm sure a lot more information will come from this meeting in the next hours, or even tomorrow on Thursday. But the interesting thing is, and I've said this in the last couple of days, in the last couple of episodes, is the fact that when Spurs spoke to Julian Nagelsmann, Spurs wanted to go down the route of appointing a managing director of football or a sporting director at the club first. Julian Nagelsmann apparently said to Tottenham, I want to work with a sporting director on a daily basis. I want him to support my ideas, etc., etc. But Spurs wanted to appoint the director of football first, and it wanted, the board, Daniel Levy, wanted it to be their choice and not a manager's choice. So it's an interesting situation. Have we lined up a director of football already? Do we have someone in place already, but it just hasn't been announced? I've absolutely no doubt that we will hear something very soon. Now, the other story, Manchester United set to put an offer in for Harry Kane. I wouldn't be at all surprised if we saw Harry Kane in a Spurs shirt next season. But to be honest, I wouldn't be at all surprised if Harry Kane left. I really don't know how this situation is going to pan out. Of course, he does only have 1 year left on his current deal. And he's broken the record at Spurs. He's just broken the record for England as well. And he's after that Premier League record. So if he does go anywhere, it will be to a Premier League club. And it will be really, really interesting if a club come out publicly, or it got leaked that, you know, a Manchester United or a Newcastle or even Liverpool came in for him and put an offer in for him. What would Harry Kane do? Because I think he's desperate for a trophy, as are all of us fans. But I think that we are a million miles away from trophies right now. Now, Ledley King has stated that it's not Daniel Levy's fault that we have lost cup finals, and he receives a lot of unfair criticism. I think a lot of fans would probably disagree with this. And it has been frustrating in a lot of transfer windows, because all of us Spurs fans have felt that we should have done more, particularly supporting, you know, should have supported Mauricio Pochettino a lot more than we did. You know, he took us to a Champions League final. We didn't spend a penny in 518 days. You know, when you don't spend money in transfer windows, you know, it has an effect in the future. Of course it does. We've bought players and they clearly haven't worked. You know, I can pick out two straight away. Tanguy Ndombele, Giovanni Lo Celso, £100 million between the two of them. The recruitment has been really, really poor. And I think Daniel Levy himself will come out and say that one day, that the recruitment has been really, really poor. He has alluded to it in the last couple of statements that he's done, short statements, I might add. It would be great to have Daniel Levy on a fan channel, and it would be great to have a fans forum taking place where fans can put direct questions to board members, you know, particularly Daniel Levy, on certain decisions. I've said on many videos before, sacking Jose Mourinho 6 days before a final was a poor decision in my eyes. Sacking Pochettino when he did, I know some people agreed with that decision. I didn't. Nuno Espirito Santo, that decision, 72 days, we waited for a manager and then Nuno walked through the door. Of course, a lot of us thought at the time that that wasn't going to work out. Antonio Conte, you know, these are good appointments. We have made some good appointments. So as many, you know, we've had so many bad decisions at the football club recently. But the good decisions, when you bring in someone like Jose Mourinho and you bring in someone like Antonio Conte, I thought that those points were going to be the turning point where we're showing real ambition, where we're bringing in win-now managers. But when you don't back the win-now managers fully and you don't invest the money that we need to really compete for trophies, i.e. the Premier League, you know, it always seems to just be about the top four. I want to see, as a Spurs fan, that we are competing for the best trophies possible. I know some people will say, and the board will no doubt say, yeah, but we've got to a Champions League final in 2019. That was almost a miracle. You know, when you saw that night Lucas Moura scoring a hat-trick, you know, you never, we'll probably never, ever witness something like that again as Spurs fans. I hope we do, but we probably won't in reality. But I want to see us competing for the Premier League, and that is going to take a lot of investment. Of course, a lot of Spurs fans are extremely frustrated at the moment because we seem to be, you know, concentrating on everything else. Concerts, NFL, you know, all of the stadium events, you know, karting tracks, etc. And I think this is what is really, really frustrating everybody, is the fact that there is so much going on at the stadium. Everyone keeps asking the same question. When are we going to fully concentrate on the pitch? When are we going to, you know, put absolutely everything, all resources, you know, lots of money that was promised? You know, when is all of this going to be, you know, the full concentration on the pitch, on the squad, on the team, to really challenge, because all of us want to see us challenge for major honours. Premier League, you know, we want to be really competing in the Champions League. And, you know, that's what's so sad about this season is the fact that we are now in a position, you know, on Sunday where we have to rely on someone else's result even to scrape a place in the Europa Conference League. That is how we have fallen. And I really do get a lot of frustration from a lot of people, and the decision making at board level must be so, so much better. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.